That's right. Look at you up here. You go, girl. Let me tell you a little bit about the group. We get together once a week for about an hour at a time, and they learn the different dances from many different countries. They know many more dances than they are showing you here, but we might be here for a little longer than a half an hour or so. We're just going to show you a few. This next dance, they say, stems from Germany, though it could be Hungarian. It could be from any of the other countries around. And it has a little even of a Mexican style in it, too, though it has the Oktoberfest feel. And the story behind it is of the horseshoer putting the shoes on the horse. So you hear the clapping of the hands. And really, it's a game. And the idea behind it is not to hit your opponent's hands. Now, I know you're sitting out there very quiet, but if you want to yodel... That's right. You know, just yodel. Go ahead. Stand up. Feel free to. We love audience participation. And here we are with Die Hammerschmied Gesellen. We have 20 total dancers in the troupe. We have many more young dancers from this height up. We have them from age 5 to about 16 years old. And there were many dancers before, they would stay 18, 19, and they kept wanting to dance. And I said, sure, even though we're called the Children's Ensemble, you can still dance with us. All right, are you ready? I have to give them a little break at times because they have their aerobic workout. And I'm like, oh, come on, you have all that energy. You're a lot younger than me. As they tell me, oh, you're ancient, you're dinosaur history. Okay, the next dance is usually performed in a colo, which means circle. And these are circle dances, but we like to do performance version style. And many folk dances have the same repetitive steps. And a lot of people go, oh, that's it, that's it. But think about it. When you're at a campfire, after you're done working for the day and you're relaxing, you want to be able to join in and dance with everybody else. And if they keep changing the steps, you're going to say, that's too much to think about right now. I just want to relax and have a good time. So here we are with a dance that was probably named after somebody important or even a town that wasn't even recorded on the map of Yugoslavia. And this is titled Djurdjevka. Thank you. lot of times when I go into the school system and I get to teach some of the dances, a lot of times the kids will sit there and go, oh yeah, folk dancing, old dancing. And, you know, at one point they're correct because it is old dancing. It's like a pure dance that's come down for many generations. And as the word folk says, it's been handed down to different generations. And it's nice not to try and lose that, because that's important for kids to remember a lot of this stuff. But a lot of things they don't think about is when they watch stuff on TV, and I know none of you here watch any kind of stuff like that on TV, no videos of music or anything. But if you do, you see the dance steps. It wasn't just invented yesterday. It was a lot of these folk dance steps that are put together and handed down. And a lot of kids see it, and it's like, oh, that's part of the folk dancing that you're learning right now. Speaking of this, this is a band that they're going to dance to that became popular in the Tampa Bay area, and they're titled Seven Nations, and they have gone on to the New York area, and you'll hear the bagpipes that play in this orchestra, and we are going to show you a little combination of the Scotch-Irish dancing. You'll see the Scottish Highland Fling at the end, and we'll show you the Irish step dancing in the middle of this. And a lot of people don't realize that the guys are the ones that started this, ladies. It's not the ladies. It was the men. And they didn't have all the arm movements, but when the ladies got in there, they had to end the arm movements and everything. But really, it's the gentlemen that started doing this. Where is he? Right, Kyle? Okay, we had to make sure the Klansmen over there knew this. And here we are with a Scotch-Irish tune from Seven Nations for you. Right, now we're going to travel to the Philippines. Though we do not have Bamboo with us here today, as Bamboo takes time to dry, and my last set that I have that hasn't split is drying now. It takes about 4 months for it to really dry out good. PVC comes in quite handy. It's amazing what PVC will do for you. But we are going to show you a dance that couples usually do. This is usually a couple's number, and they're usually barefoot, and it's just the man and woman doing this, and there's a few different styles. We are going to show you a few different styles and different ways to accomplish this number by calling the tinnikling dance. And if you've seen the white cranes or the egrets in your yards here in Florida, that's exactly what the tinnikling bird would look like. Now, the story behind it is, I'm told, is they're supposed to catch the tinnikling bird. Don't ask me what they do with the bird. I know I have one mother out there that lived in the Philippines. Maybe she knows what they did with the bird, but I said we won't go there. But the dancers going through represent the bird going through the cage trying to be caught on the Philippine Islands. And the microphones are still standing. Okay, now it's your turn. We'd love to get a few of you up here to try this. It's not a high stage, so we don't have to worry about jumping off the edge. As long as you don't jump in on number one, you're quite welcome to the poles. Come on up. Come on. Come on. It doesn't matter what age. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Come on. Come on and try. You can take your shoes off. Keep them on. We're easy. Thank you. want to thank you very much. And once again, we are the St. Petersburg International Children's Ensemble of SPIS, and that is the St. Petersburg International Folk Fair Society. And we hope you come down and visit us in March. Thank you. You were a wonderful audience. Thank you very much.